The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayero. The Parshas that we're learning now, Lech Lecha Vayero Chai Sorah, deal with Avraham Avinu and his wife Sorah. Now Avraham, together with his wife, were not only one of the Oveis HaKadosh, one of the patriarchs, but he was the Amud HaRishon, the first cornerstone of Klal Yisrael. And not only was he the cornerstone of Klal Yisrael, but also the Amud
Shel Kol HaEilam,
the cornerstone of the entire world. This we see from several places. In our Parsha, Perek Yud Ches, Posek Yud Ches, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Vashem Oman Amachas Anim Avraham Asher Ani Yisrael." When it came to discussion between Avraham and Hashem, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was to destroy Sodom v'Amora, and he said, "Can I conceal from Avraham what I'm going to do?" Avraham hayo yeh legay gadol v'otzum v'nivrachu v'vei kol gayei haaretz. Avraham is going to become a great and mighty nation. V'nivrachu v'vei kol gayei haaretz. And all of the nations of the world will be blessed through him. From Avraham will come a great and mighty nation. All of the nations of the world will be blessed through him. We also see this at the end of the Parsha, in the episode of the Akedah Yitzchok, where Avraham bound Yitzchok and was to offer him as a sacrifice. In Bereishis Chof Beis, Pasuk Tes Vov, Vayikra Malach Hashem El Avraham Shenis Min Hashemoyim. And the angel of Hashem came to Avraham a second time from the heaven. Vayemer, and he said, "Binishbati num Hashem. I have, Akorish Baruch Hu takes an oath. Kiyana sherosisa sadover azev loy chosachto es bincho es shichidecho. That you have done this thing and you have not held back from me, your son, your only son. Kivarecha varechecho, you shall be blessed. Viharbo arbe zarcho kikeich v'ashomayim v'chachol asher asmasa yom. And I will multiply your seed like the stars of the heaven and like the sands of the shores of the sea. And your seed will drive out and inherit the gates of his enemies. And all of the nations of the world will be blessed through you." So here we see again that Abraham was destined to become a mighty nation, a great and strong nation, and also a cornerstone for the entire world. This we see a third time in last week's parsha, Lech Lecha. The beginning of Lech Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Vayem Hashem al Avraham, Lech Lecha mi'atzecho, go out from your land, ve'escho legei godol, I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be for a brocha. Those who bless you will be blessed, and those who curse you will be cursed. And all of the families, all of the nations of the world will be blessed through you." The Targum says, "Vizborchum bedilach kol zare aro." All of the peoples of the world will be blessed through you. Rashi tells us this also means that Odom eime livnei tehek Avraham.
When a person will want to give a brocha to a son, he'll want to wish his son something good, he'll say, "Be like Avraham." This is not only referring to Klal Yisrael, because it states, "V'nivrachu v'cho kol mishpachos ha'adamah." But the entire world, when they'll want to give a blessing to their son, they'll say, "Be like Avraham." And this is what our Chazal tell us many times, that Avraham not only was he the cornerstone of Klal Yisrael, but the cornerstone of the entire world. The Rambam elaborates on this, and he tells us why. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the
Rambam says, Bimei Enosh Tol Bnei Odom Tolos Godel. During the time of Enosh, Enosh was the grandson of Odom Arishon. He was the son of Shesh. So this was just three generations after the creation of the world. During that time, people came to a great error. V'nivro atzas chachme oisa ador v'enosh atzme minatayim hoyo. And counsel came forth from the wise of the generation, and Enosh was also amongst those who erred. And this was the error. The Rambam is going to go through here an evolution of four stages that took place. Four errors, four stages. Firstly, they said, Omro ho'il velekim bora keichovim elu vegalgolim lahanigas ha'ilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, a great world, and in the world he created many great powers. He created the sun and the stars and the planets and so forth. And since these powers are mishamish, they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they bring honor to the Almighty, therefore ruin heim l'shapchom u'lefarom ulachalek v'lachlek lehem kovid. Therefore it's befitting that one shall serve these powers, that one shall serve the sun and the moon and the stars and the planets. V'zehu rotzen akel baruchu legadol lecha b'misha godle v'kibdei. And this is the will of the Almighty, we should say, because just like a king want someone to give honor to all of his ambassadors and all of his servants. If there's an ambassador of a nation, if you don't give him honor, this is an insult to the nation. So the Almighty wants us to serve these. Given Shaolah Dovizea Libam, his Hilo Livnais, Lekechovim, Hecholes, Lahakriv, Lehen Korbonis, Lushapchom, Lofarum, Bidvorim. And once they came to this conclusion, so they started to build temples and places of worship and altars and serve these powers. Not that they said that there is no creator of the world. There is. But they said that we must serve HaMeshamshim. We must serve those who serve the Almighty. This was their first error. Why was this an error? One might say that this was a very good logic. The Almighty created the sun and the moon, so we should serve them. Not that we believe they have independent powers, but through this we will be serving the Almighty. Now, this was their first error, because this is contrary to Torah and contrary to the philosophy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam later on brings in the second parak of Hilchos Avedis Kochavim, the first halacha, Ikar atzivui b'avedis kachovim sholei laved echod mikol habruim. That the main principle of idolatry is that one shall not serve any of the creations. Le malach v'le galga v'le kechev. Not an angel, and not a planet, and not a star. V'le echod me'arba yisoidis. And not any of the forces of the world. Fire, water. And not any person. Even though a person will realize that the Almighty is the creator of the world, and he's not serving these other powers, because he's not making a mistake to think that they have created the world or they have independent powers. Still, the Torah has commanded that we are not allowed to serve any other entity. And this was the error of Enosh
and his generation, like we just read. And this is why we must be very careful that when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do not serve him through a medium, through an emtzoi. Under no circumstances do we believe that there is any medium or there's any power that we must serve, which through this we are serving the Almighty. Ikar Atzivui, the main principle which the Torah has commanded us in regards to idolatry, Shleilavid Echod Mikol Habruim, that we're not allowed to serve any creation of the world. Le Malach, not even an angel. Not even Meshe Rabbeinu. Meshe Rabbeinu was a leader of Klal Yisrael. He was a prophet of Klal Yisrael. He was the greatest leader, but never a god to Yisrael. He taught the people the Dvar Hashem, the will of the Almighty, so they may serve the Almighty. But never did he command the people to serve him. This is the main principle. This was the first principle that the early generations made an error in. From here evolved the second stage, the Rambam writes. Achei she'orcha yomim, after days went on and people got used to the idea that they would serve these powers, even though they realized that these powers are only emissaries to the Almighty, omdu b'vnei odem nevi'i sheker. So then false prophets arose, and they said that the Almighty has communicated with me, and he has told me to instruct the people how to serve this particular star, how to bring sacrifices to this particular planet, kach v'kach. So he went, or these people went, and they started to instruct the people. And from here developed various types of avodas, various types of religions, various types of services. That this is the way you serve this star, this is the way you worship the moon, this is the way you worship other powers in the world. But still, they realized that the Almighty was the creator of the world. But it was a situation we see from these stages that the Rambam is bringing, al avera gereres avera. But as I'll say, one avera brings with it a second avera. We see that when things are not right, there are always other opportunists who will jump in. Already the people were misled, and they were serving the stars and the sun and the moon, and now they were opportunists, false prophets, claiming that they had these prophecies. Then from here came a third stage, the Rambam. Other false prophets arose after time went on. And they said that we had a prophecy not from the Almighty, but from the star itself, from the planet itself, how we shall serve them. Now this is another stage, a new stage, because till now people did not believe that these powers had independent powers. They believed that by serving these forces, they were serving the Almighty. And they were serving the Almighty through the commands of the Almighty. But now, these forces themselves started to speak. They started to talk to the prophets. And they started to instruct the prophets how you shall sacrifice, and how you shall build temples, and how you shall worship. So this was the third stage. And then there was a fourth and final stage. Kivin she'orcha ayomim, as days went on, nishtaka ha'shem ha'nichbod v'haneira mipi kol ha'yakum. The Almighty was completely forgotten from all people. And nobody recognized anymore the Almighty. V'nimtzu kol ama oretz. All of the peoples, anoshim v'aktanim, women and children, enam yodim el ha'tzura shel etz v'shel evan. They only knew the structure of wood, or the image of stone, v'ahechel shel avonim, or the temple of stones that they were educated from the time of their youth, to bow and to serve and to swear. And then even the priests, they also thought that there is no longer a God. The star, or the moon, or the planet, these are the forces of the world. But the creator of the world, there was no person who recognized him or who realized that he was the power, except a few individuals throughout the world. For example, Chanoch, Mesushelech, these were people at the time, in the 10 generations from Adam to Noach, or Noach, or Shem Ve'Eber, Noach's son, or Noach's great-grandson. And in this manner, the world continued to go. So we see there were four levels. First came a philosophical thought that if it's proper to serve the Almighty, then certainly it's proper to serve his ambassadors and his messengers and his emissaries. So therefore they started to serve the stars and the moons. Then a second stage, Nevi'i Sheker, false prophets arose, and they said that, see, in the beginning this was their own counsel, and they said that the Almighty himself communicated with them and told them that this is how you are to serve the moon and the stars. And then a third stage, false prophets came further, and they said that the moon and the star themselves have communicated with us. So now people started to believe in other forces of the universe. And then the fourth stage, where they completely forgot that there was an Almighty, the Bnei Olam, the creator of the world. It's interesting to note that in a lot of the cults or the religions of today also follow this pattern. First it starts with a philosophy, with some thought or some ideas, and then it's followed with various prophecies, and then it goes to greater extremes. This is what happened. It's also interesting to note that the Rambam says that this started with Enosh. Enosh was the grandson of Adam Arishon. Now one would think that there were 10 generations between Adam Arishon and Noach, and these 10 generations went downward to the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I have no nachas from the entire world, and I'm going to destroy the world except save Noach and his family. So you could ask the question, when the flood came, so everything was washed away, including these errors. So how did they come back to it? So it seems that from Noach's children, Noach had three children, Shem, Eber, and Yefes. Shem was the righteous son. Shem, Chom, and Yefes. Shem was the righteous son. So Shem went and taught his children how to serve the Almighty. But Chom and Yefes, they were not righteous. And they had remembered, they lived in the previous generations before the flood. So they remembered what took place. So this error must have been carried on and reverted to by these sons. After time went on, they started with the same error. They remembered. And there were 10 generations between Noach and Abraham. So when it came to the 20th generation of the world, almost no one had remembered that there was a creator of the world, except a few individuals, Shem, or his grandson, Aver, and they were living in Eretz Yisrael. Shem was in Yerushalayim. And this is the way the world continued. The Rambam writes,
Al derech shehayayilam heilechu misgagel, at shenayle ramudei shalayilam, until the pillar of the entire world was born. Vehu Avram Avinu. And this was Avram Avinu. When Avram was born, kiven shenigma leisen zeh, hiskel eshetet bedaite vehu koten, vehiskel lachshem b'yema b'layla. When he was born and he grew up a bit and he was still very young, he was a person of extraordinary powers, brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, and of a great soul. And he started to wonder. He saw the whole world around him were all serving the stars or the moon or the planets or other idols, other forces, and he started to wonder. He said, here we have a creation, a wonderful creation, a world that goes around. Who makes it go around?
It never stops.
Where does this energy, this force coming from? It's impossible that the world should turn itself.
You cannot say that these idols are doing it, because Pelahem, they have a mouth but they cannot speak. Yudaim Lahem, they have hands but they cannot move. You cannot say that the stars are causing this, because something is causing the stars to move, or the sun or the moon.
V'lo hayo melamed, he had no teacher. He lived in Ur-Kasdim. Ur-Kasdim, the Gemara says, was the area of Bavel, which is the area of Iraq. Between the foolish idolaters, and even his father and mother, and all of the nation that lived there served idols, and he also served idols together with them. But his heart wasn't in it. And he pondered and he studied. He pondered and studied Achihisik Derech Emes until he came to the point of truth. The Havin Kav Hatzedik Mitfunose Anechena. And he came to the great understanding of the righteous principle from his own brilliance. Beyoda Shiyesha Malaikai Echot, that there is one God. He is the one who controls the world. He is the one who gives energy to the world. He is the one who created everything. And no one gives energy to him. He is the Yisod HaKadmai. And there is no power like him in the entire creation or universe except him. Rambam brings he was 40 years old when he came clearly to this conclusion. There are different opinions in the Gemara how old he was. The Rambam here brings he was 40 years old. Then he came to a very, very stunning realization. He realized shekol olam taim, that the entire world is making a great error. Here the whole world that he knew of, his servings are serving stone, and he has realized the truth. So he realizes that the entire world now is living in darkness, and he was different than the entire world. So what did he do? So the Rambam writes, "Kiven shehikir v'yoda hiskel lohashiv al bnei ur kazdi." Once he realized this great error that the world made, so he started to call them to task. He started to debate with them. And call them to deen, call them to judgment. And tell them that this is not the way. And with Shibarat Slomim, and he took action also, he started to break idols. And he taught
that this is the way you must serve the Almighty, and you must only serve the Almighty, only the Creator of the world. And it's not fitting or right to serve any other nimsa, any other thing that's existing in the world. And everything else should be broken. Kivan shegovar aleihem, when he started to be successful in this and become victorious, b'rayasov, with his proofs and with his ideologies, b'kesh ha-melech lahorgei. So it had a typical reaction. They wanted to kill him. The king, says Nimrod, and the other powers of the world, they refused to give up their ideas, and they wanted to kill him. Nasa l'neis v'yotza l'choron. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle, and he escaped to Choron. There he started to teach again. B'kol godol l'chol ha'elam. He started to call out to the entire world that he could reach, to teach them that there is a God of the world, and only he is the one that one should serve. And he went from city to city and from kingdom to kingdom until he came to Eretz Canaan, until he came to Eretz Yisrael. And there he started to teach to all of the people. Now, it's not that no one listened to him. Many people listened to him because he had what to say, and he was very persistent, and he was a very, very great person. So people came to him. The Am was miskaptzi. People came to him to study and to ask. And each one he would teach in accordance to their ability, until he would bring them to the Derech HaEmes, to the proper way. The Gemara tells us that Abraham was so great, Heviness kol ha-Torah kula kedem shenitna, that he understood the entire Torah before it was given. And he even fulfilled the entire Torah before it was given. This is how great he was. And he started to teach each one in accordance to their ability. He would teach them the seven mitzvahs that they were all commanded in. The Rambam says until thousands and tens of thousands of people came to him. This is something that we're not too cognizant of. That Abraham had thousands and tens of thousands of followers. Behem anshei beis Abraham. And this was known as the people of the household of Abraham. V'shosal b'libo me'ikar ha'godl ha'zeh v'chiba b'shvorim. And not only did he teach these tens of thousands of people and implant in their hearts this great principle, but chiba b'shvorim, he wrote sforim. He wrote books. We don't have the books. But he wrote sforim also to teach them. And we see that Abraham had a lot of prominence. The Torah itself, the actual written Torah, does not go into detail. It's just through the mozim, just through subtle implications. But we see Abraham had a great power, because wherever he went, he was accepted by kings. In this parsha, it says, Emek HaMelech, that when he went and to intercede in the war between the four kings and the five kings, it says they came to Emek HaMelech, to the valley of the king. Sheboi, there all of them made Abraham the king. In many places we see Abraham was on very, very good terms with the kings of the world. It says that when he made a bris for Yitzchok, so the kings came. He was a man of tremendous prestige and of tremendous power. And then he taught this, all of this, to his son Yitzchok. Yitzchok followed. Yitzchok studied, learned, and also taught. And then he taught to Yaakov. And he commanded Yaakov that Yaakov should teach all the people. Yaakov taught. Yaakov, of his 12 sons, separated Levi and told the other sons that Levi should always be free to study the Torah and to teach the Torah. So the teachings of Abraham should not be lost. Uminu Raish by Yeshiva be Yeshiva. He made Levi a Rosh Yeshiva. That Levi should make a Yeshiva
where there will always be learning of Torah. L'lame derech Hashem v'lishmar mitzvah Avraham. And he commanded his sons that they should always see that the children of Levi shall be engrossed in Torah, shall I teach kachalimud, in order that this should not be forgotten. And this grew and grew until a nation came from here. And then this nation went down to Egypt. And in Egypt, because of the tremendous oppression, again, many of the people forgot the teachings of Avraham. Chutz Mishevet Levi, with the exception of the tribe of Levi, She'omad b'mitzvahs always had kept the mitzvahs of Avraham. And me'elam never did Shevet Levi serve Avedis Kecholim, serve idolatry. But so great was the oppression in Egypt, and so low did the people fall, until almost all of the teachings of Avraham were lost. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he would reveal these principles formally. So he brought Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu took the people out of Egypt and brought them to Har Sinai. And there he gave them the Torah, where formally he issued to the world through Klal Yisrael how to serve him. And this is the Rambam, what we have been reading from. He is firstly a lesson, a history lesson to us, as to what Avraham was. And secondly, the Rambam uses this as his introduction to the laws of idolatry. This is what, and there HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed us how to serve him and how not to serve him. From here we see the greatness of this individual and the role he played. Now we must realize that we drew a picture where the whole world had forgotten the creator of the world. And incidentally, this principle we're speaking about, this is the greatest principle in the world. The Rambam brings right at the beginning of his great works, the Yad Chazoka, the very first halacha. The Rambam starts by saying, Yesod ha-yesodis ve'amud ha-chokma, the foundation of all foundations and the pillar of all wisdom. Leida shi'yesham motzur yishayim v'hu mamzi kol ha-nimtso, to know that there was one power that always existed and he is the source of all powers in the world, and everything is dependent on him and he is dependent on nothing. And then the Rambam elaborates. So the Rambam, in his great work, writes that this is the first, this is the reishis, this is the cornerstone. And he writes, this is the foundation of all foundations and the pillar of all wisdom, which means that no matter how many principles a person might have, if he does not have this principle, then they all cave in. And no matter how much wisdom a person might have, if he does not have this wisdom, then there's no foundation. It disintegrates. Like the Rambam writes in places, that the nations of the world created some very wise people, Aristotle and others. But they erred. So what good was all of the wisdom if it was built on a false premise? This is the premise to all premises. Now, if this is the cornerstone to all wisdom, and if this is the foundation for all foundations and all principles, then Avraham, who was the one who brought this to the world, we understand why he was called the Amud HaOlam, the pillar of the world. Now, we illustrated a world that had completely forgotten the Creator. One might think that this is something which is very strange and very remote and very rare, but not true at all. Because even after Abraham came, and Yitzchok, and Yaakov, and Moshe with Torah, this situation still exists. Even after there's a nation of Israel in the world, this still exists. You take today. In today's world, one might think, why, we're civilized today. We're civilized, and we're not old-fashioned, we're enlightened. But yet, the huge majority of the world still do not realize this principle. The majority of the world. I'll give you a few examples. You have the Chinese. They represent one of the most numerous populations in the world. They don't believe in this principle. You have India. Again, one of the greatest populated areas of the world. They reject this principle. You have Black Africa. Also encompasses millions and millions of people. They reject this principle. Maybe one will say, all right, but the whites of the world, they are enlightened. Perhaps the strongest or the second most strongest white nation in the world is Russia. Russia rejects this principle. Russia is built on atheism, on kfira. And already now, we have listed perhaps the majority of the world. So perhaps you will say that the only enlightenment left is amongst the civilized, free Western culture. Also not true. Because the greatest religion of the Western culture also rejects this principle. In accordance with what we just learned. Also rejects this principle. So, if one looks at it closely, there's a very, very small minority of the world left that have not forgotten the mitzvahs of Abraham, the mitzvahs that Abraham taught. So it's not so remote. We didn't mention all of the Arabian nations. Also that many of them reject this principle. So it's not so remote of what kind of world Abraham lived in. Because the world has not changed that much. The only difference is that today there is a nation of Israel and there is an Avraham Avinu. This means that this principle cannot be lost. This means that if not for Abraham, then the entire nation would reject the principle. The entire world would reject the principle. But because of Abraham, and because of the Torah that was given to his children, the Creator still has a place in the world. And this is the reason why we find so much isnagdus, so much opposition to Klal Yisrael. Because the vast multitudes of the world oppose this principle. And if they oppose this principle, then they oppose those who stand for this principle. And just like we see in the time of Abraham,
where when they opposed this philosophy, they opposed Abraham. And they wanted to destroy him. So do we see today that they oppose the ideal that there is one creator and the world is governed by him, and they oppose anyone who stands up for this. And since this is what Klal Yisrael represents, they are the ambassadors of this foundation, of this principle. Therefore you have now your source of what the world calls anti-Semitism. Why is there so much Sinas Yisrael? People want to know, why do the nations of the world hate Yisrael? Why did they destroy Yisrael? The Gemara tells us, because they hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if they hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they hate Yisrael, because Yisrael represents the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, whoever hates Yisrael is an enemy of mine also. Because if you're an enemy of Yisrael, you're my enemy. Because they are spreading my name throughout the world. Hitler Yimach Shemai B'Zichrei. And his Nazi followers, they were opposed to yielding, to yield to the Almighty. And they wanted to stamp out the remembrance of every Jew. Because as long as there's a Jew in the world, then Abraham is in the world. And if Abraham is in the world, then the Almighty is in the world. And if you oppose the Almighty and you want to destroy him, then you have to destroy Abraham. You have to destroy Abraham and you have to destroy his teachings. Therefore, this is what we find, that just like there was great opposition to Abraham and they want to destroy him, there always was great opposition to Klal Yisrael, where they wanted to destroy Yisrael. This gives us somewhat of an insight into what Abraham Avinu was. And therefore, it wasn't only that Abraham was a forefather to Klal Yisrael, but Abraham was a forefather to the entire world. And this is what the Medrash tells us. Elu toldu shamayim v'oretz bihibarom, that these are the generations of the earth, of the heavens and earth, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. Bihibarom, Asius Avraham. The word Hibarom spells out the letters of the name of Avraham. Shebeschus Avraham Nivrael. That through the schus of Avraham the world was created. Because the schus of Adam didn't last. What Adam tried to achieve, this failed. The schus of Noah didn't last. What Noah tried to achieve failed. It was only through the schus of Avraham. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order to bring his light to the world. And it was through Avraham that this was brought. So therefore he was an av, a nation to the entire world. This we see in a very interesting halacha. In Hilchos Bikurim, there's a mitzvah that the first fruits a person must bring in Eretz Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash, and he gives them to the Kahanim. And the Torah tells us that when he brings them, he reads a parsha. What does he read? He thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he praises him for giving us these fruits and for giving us this land. Asher nosati li Hashem. For giving us this land. So the Gemara goes into a question. What would be the deen? What would be the law with a ger? If a convert. Convert lives in Eretz Yisrael. Can the convert bring Bikurim? Can he bring the first fruits? And if he does, if he owns a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, and if he does he read the Parsha? because he has to state, he has to recite that the fruits that were given to me are the orits from the land which you gave to my fathers. A Jew can say that because Eretz Yisrael was given to his fathers. But a ger, a convert, cannot say that because Eretz Yisrael was not given to his fathers. He was born from different fathers. So there's a Mishnah that says that he cannot read. But the Yishalmi says differently. And the Rambam Paskin is like the Yishalmi. In a Perek Dalet of Hilchos Bikurim Aloha Gimel, the Rambam brings a ger mevi vekere. A ger, a convert, can bring the first fruits and he reads the parsha. Why? Shneamar le'Avraham av hamein goyim nesaticho. Because the Torah says that I have given the land to Avraham, the Torah says la'Avraham av hamein goyim nesaticho, that I have made Avraham a father of a multitude of nations. When Hashem added the hay in his name, instead of Avraham, Avraham. Why? Because before he was a father only over Rome, only where he lived. Now he has become a father to all of the nations. Harehu av kol ha'elam kulei. Avraham is a father to the entire world. Shenich nosin tachas kanfei hashchina. Anyone of the world that will come, shiyorshu bona vesoretz. And to Avraham was given the oath that he should inherit the land and his son should inherit the land. So therefore the Yishalmi says as follows, this is how the Rambam explains it. Avraham was made not only a father of Israel, he was made a father over the entire world. How? Anyone who will come and to become a member, tachas hashchina, anyone who will come to under the wings of the Almighty, then he becomes a son of Avraham. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Avraham is a father to the entire world. Because he taught the entire world this principle. And I promised Eretz Yisrael to Avraham and to his children. Therefore, if you have a convert that was born from other parents, but he wants to convert and he wants to become part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he becomes a son of Avraham. Therefore he can say that these are the fruits that I bring from the land which was given to my fathers. It was given to Abraham. This is what the Rambam brings. This is why whenever someone is a ger, we give him a name of Ben Avraham Avinu. That this is the son of Avraham Avinu, because when a person becomes a ger, he becomes a son of Abraham. Now we find in the Parsha that Avraham excelled in a few attributes. But let's just make mention of them and see how they tie into what we're saying. Firstly, we see that Avraham was the first, the Rosh Lemaminim. He was the first to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring this principle to the world. That we mentioned. All right. Now we see also that Avraham excelled in chesed and stok. That he was great in chesed and great in stok and charity. We see that in our parsha when the malachim came, the angels came. He was the one to be machnis orech. He took them in and he took care of them. And he taught the world this. And we see that this attribute was an attribute of Avraham. We have several sources on this. One is we have a Rambam in Perek Yud Dalet of Hilchos Avraham. The Rambam brings that one of the mitzvahs is to do chesed, hachnosis orchim, to take care of guests, to bring them in and to escort them. Schar halavaya merubah min hakol. To escort them on the way, this is even greater. V'hu hachek shechokaku Avraham Avinu. And this is the edict which Avraham
made. The derech ha-chesed she-nagu bo. And this is the chesed that he did. Michael Avery drochim u-mashka ison u-malava ison. He would feed them, he would give them to drink, and then he would escort them. And then the Rambam goes into detail. So we see this is learned from Avraham. Another source we have, the Gemara Masechet Ksubos. The Gemara brings, and Daf Ches Amud Beis, Gemara brings a case where a person was coming to be Menachem Ovel. He was coming to comfort the Avelim. So they asked him, Kum ema milsa kenegen menachme avelim. They asked him, come, this was Yehuda bar Nachmeni. They asked him, come and say something to the menachme avelim, to all of those who come to be menachem avelim. Posach v'omar. So he said, Achenu, my brethren, Geimle Chasodim, those of you who are coming to comfort the mourners, Geimle Chasodim, you are people that do chesed, that do kindliness, Bnei Geimle Chasodim, and you are the sons of others that do kindliness, Hamachzikim Bevrisei Shel Avraham Avinu, who uphold the covenant of Avraham Avinu. So he called the Geimle Chasodim, those of you who do kindliness, you are sons of others who do kindliness, upholding the covenant of Avraham Avinu. So we see chesed that comes to a Jew through Avraham Avinu. Another source. The Rambam brings, a source we've mentioned several times, the Rambam brings in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. Perek Yud. Chayovin onu lizoyer b'mitzvah zdoka, yese mikol mitzvah zese. A Jew has to be more careful with zdoka, with charity, than any other positive commandment of the Torah. Why? Shehat zdoka simen letzadik zera Avraham Avinu. Because zdoka is the sign that the person is the seed of Avraham Avinu. As it states, Ki yadati v'lamana sheyetzav es bonav la'aseh tzedakah, as it states in the Torah that I know that you will command your children afterwards to do tzedakah. So here the Rambam tells us that when it comes to tzedakah, charity, or chesed, a Jew has to be more careful with this mitzvah than any other mitzvah, any other positive commandment. Why? Because this is the hallmark of a Zera Avraham, of the seed of Avraham. And then the Rambam brings further, called mi shuhu achsor, someone who is cruel, ve'enam arachim, and he does not have compassion towards other people to help them with his chesed or with his money, yeshlochus liyachusay. Then you can suspect his yichus, you can suspect his ancestry. Shein achzoris mitzuya leba'akum, because achzorius, when it comes to cruelty, this is found by the idolaters. But this is not found by the seed of Avraham. So here we see again. So we have many sources that just like Avraham was the pillar when it came to understanding that there was a creator in the world, he also was a pillar for chesed and tzedakah. Then we have another great attribute we see in Avraham Avinu. And that is the power to spread Torah and to spread mitzvahs. We see this from what we read from the Rambam. Because the difference between Avraham, they asked the question, what was the difference between Avraham and the other individuals? There were another few individuals that understood that there was a creator in the world. So what was the difference between he and the others? The answer is the others taught Torah to themselves, perhaps to their immediate family. We see Noach was capable of saving his own family. Abraham went out into the world to teach to the world. When he realized that the entire world made an error, then he went to fight against it. And the Gemara, the Medrash, tells us that one of the reasons why Avraham was called an Ivri, because Ivri is from the word Ever, from the side. Shuhu be'Ever Echad v'kol ha'ilam be'Ever Acher. He was on one side, and the entire world was on the other side. He didn't satisfy himself to teach Torah to himself, but he went to teach the entire world. Another source of this is we see that the profound influence he had on his children. When the angels in our parsha come to Lot, Lot was willing to give his life in order to do good for the angels. Because in Sodom and Amorah there was an edict that if you take in travelers, you'll be put to death. Lot took them in. And this is why he told them not to wash the dust off their feet before they come in, but they should eat with the dust on their feet, because in case the police will come, so he'll tell them they just came, they haven't been here long. So here Lot was not a tzaddik, he was not a righteous person. It says that after he left Abraham, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned to Abraham, because Lot was a rasha. But still he was willing to give his life in order to take care of the travelers. So the Chazal say, Limad mitzvah achnosis orchim mibesis shel Abraham. He learned this mitzvah in the house of Abraham. In our parsha, when Abraham was feeding the angels, so it said that he sent a nar to get something for the angels. So Chazal tell us this was Yishmael. Abraham ran to the herd. Ben Bokar, he took a young calf. And he gave it to the nar. He gave it to the lad. Why did he give it to the lad? Abraham wasn't afraid of doing it himself. Zu Yishmael lechanchei b'mitzvus. He gave it to Yishmael in order to teach him mitzvus, how to take care of orchi, of guests. And we find that until this day, the Yishmaelim, the Zer of Yishmael, have this mitzvah of taking care of guests. All people who have confronted with Arabs will tell you the same thing. That when you're not in their house, they can be your greatest enemy. But when you're a guest in their house, they will take care of you like a king. Zu Yishmael lechanchei b'mitzvus. Because their father Yishmael was taught this in the house of Abraham. We see the profound influence he had. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham in our parsha, in the pasuk we quoted before, in pasuk Yudches and Yutes, how can I conceal myself from Abraham? Ki yadativ leman ashi yitzavis bonavis beise achrav. Ki yadativ. Yadativ means, Rashi tells us, Ki yadativ, I have made him close to me. Yadea means closeness. I have made Abraham close to me because I know he will command his children and his household afterwards to guard the derech of tzedakah u'mishpat, of justice and of charity and justice. So we see that Abraham also was a pillar when it came to teaching Torah and educating others. So we see that Abraham had these attributes. Now how do they tie together? Very concisely. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Tshuva, in the last perek, perek Yud, Al Yemar Odom Harini Aisim Mitzvus Hatera, the Aisik Bechok Mosai, Kadesh Kabul Kola Brochas Aksubispoi. A person shouldn't say that I will do mitzvahs and I will learn wisdom in order that I should have all of the good things that the Torah promises. Or in order that I should have the world to come. And I will separate myself from the Averas in order that I shouldn't have any of the curses that the Torah says. Now this, you should know, this that the Rambam is saying, this level is not a bad level at all. It's not speaking like the Rambam brings later, where a person wants to study Torah because through studying Torah perhaps he can become wealthy. Or, this is not too relevant in our generation, but in other generations it was. Or perhaps he wants to study Torah for honor. You study Torah, says a person shouldn't say that I'll study Torah in order that they should call me Rebbe. He'll study Torah, then people will call him Rebbe. He'll have honor for COVID. This a person is not allowed to do. But here the Rambam is speaking of something much loftier. The person is not studying Torah for honor or for wealth. He's studying Torah because he believes in the mitzvahs of the Torah. The mitzvahs of the Torah says that if you will study Torah and you will do Torah, then all good will come to you. And if you won't, then all types of Torahs will come. If you'll study Torah, you'll have world to come. If you don't study Torah, and you don't commit, fulfill Torah, you'll have Gehenna. See, this is the cheshbon of the person. Now that's a very lofty cheshbon. The Rambam writes, that's still not the way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein roi laved es Hashem al derech hazeh. This is not the way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'eved al derech hazeh hu eved miyira. Because if you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way, then you're serving from fear. And this is not the mile, the great level of the prophets or the Chachomim. This is the level which most people can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rambam writes, you should know this is not the greatest level. What is the greatest level? The greatest level is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ava, from love. Even me'ava, Eisik b'teira u'b'mitzvus v'heilich b'nesivus ha'chochma le'mipnei dove ba'ilum. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded this and because this is the truth, not for any other reason in the world. Not because he fears the evil that will come from not doing the Torah. Not in order to inherit the good that comes from the Torah. He does it because it's truth. The Almighty says, this is the truth. This is what you should do. He does it. And not for any cheshbeinis, any calculations, or any other ulterior motives. And this is the greatest level. And not every individual, not even every wise person can come to this. And this is the level of Avraham Avinu. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him my beloved. Because he served only from love. And this is the Milo which Moshe Rabbeinu commanded in the Torah, after Hashem Elokecha. And then the Rambam goes into great detail. But the Rambam writes that a person doesn't start at this level. He says when you come to teach children, you have to give them ulterior motives. You tell them to learn Torah, and you'll pay them for it. You tell them do a mitzvah, and I'll give you this for it. And he says even by people, not only children, but even by people, you have to tell them that if you do mitzvahs and you learn Torah, it'll be wonderful. Then you'll have brocha, you'll have parnoso, and you'll have nachas, and you'll have elam abo. And if you don't, it'll be the opposite. And he says, this is the way you must bring up a person. And that's why the Gemara says, la'elam yilmar odom shalei lishma. A person should always learn even shalei lishma. In other words, for these cheshbeinus.
because me take shalelishma balishma, and then from here you'll come to the greatest level. But still you must realize this is not the perfect level. The perfect level is to do the mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them. And to learn Torah, because this is His Torah. And He commanded us to learn Torah and to enjoy Torah. And for no other cheshbonos. Vezu minus Avraham Avinu. And this was the level of Avraham Avinu. And the Sforim write, why was this the level of Avraham Avinu? Because how did Avraham come to recognize the Almighty? No one taught him. He came to recognize the Almighty. He stakel bebira, vehikir bala bira. He examined the palace, and from there he understood the king who built the palace. He examined the creation, and from there he understood the creator. That means he examined every facet of the creation. He looked at a tree, and from there he saw the miracles of the tree, and he could see the Almighty. Now this way that he understood the Almighty, this was through chesed, the chesed of Almighty. He saw the great goodness that the Almighty gave to the creation, and it was through here that he recognized the Almighty. So he recognized the Almighty through the chesed, through the goodness of the Almighty. And therefore he was instilled with a great love for the Almighty. The Rambam says that someone who serves the Almighty may avo. What does this mean? Ketzar avo haruya? To love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with such a great love until a person's soul is bound with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and constantly he thinks of the Almighty. Constantly he realizes the goodness of the Almighty. And he cannot be Messiah Das, he cannot forget about the great chesed and the great wonders of the Almighty. So it's just like a person who falls in love. A man falls in love with a woman. His mind, it's impossible to free his mind from that love. Greater than that, yes, remizeh tiavas Hashem, v'lei bayavav. Greater than that is the love that one can have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hush shleima omar derech moshul ki cheles avo ani. And that's what Shleima HaMelech wrote, cheles avo ani, that I am suffering from love sickness. V'chol shir hashirim moshul hu l'inyan zeh. And the entire Shir HaShirim, which portrays a love between a man and a woman, this is teaching us the avoda me'avo, how one can serve with love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we don't have time to go into this in detail, but what we do learn from here, that since Avraham recognized the Almighty through his chesed to the world, therefore, this instilled a great chesed and love in Avraham towards the Almighty. This is why we find that Avraham was Avo, was the Aveda Me Avo. And this is why we find that Avraham was also the cornerstone of Avo and chesed and stoker, that he brought love and chesed and stoker to the world. And this is why we find that he brought Torah to the world. Because if a person's attachment to the Almighty is that of love, then he cannot contain it for himself. He's interested that the name of the Almighty should be spread through the entire world. When he sees the Almighty's great attributes, and he sees his Torah, then he wants to bring this to the entire world. And therefore there was impossible for Avraham in his way of serving the Almighty to limit it to himself. And therefore he went to the entire world to teach them Torah. And he went to his children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ki yodativ, I have brought Avraham close to me because I know leman asher yitzav is bonav beis achrav. He shall command his children afterwards. Others knew of me, but it didn't last. The teachings of Avraham will never be lost. So great was his love for the Almighty that he would ensure that the Almighty's teachings would not be lost amongst his children and amongst those who gathered after him. This is why we find these attributes in Avraham Avinu. This gives us an insight into the cornerstone of Klal Yisrael and the cornerstone Amud HaShalaylam of the world, Av HaMein Goyim, that anyone who comes and wants to be part of the Shechina HaKadosh Baruch Hu automatically becomes a son of Avraham, because Avraham was the one who taught that to the world. And this is the principle, the cornerstone of, as the Rambam writes, of all of the principles and of all of the Chochmas. This gives us a very good introduction into these parshas that we're learning now, because from here is Nisgalgul, from here is evolves what the Rambam tells us. Avraham, is the teachings of Avraham to Yitzchok, to Yaakov, until Klal Yisrael went to Mitzrayim, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu formally revealed himself to the world.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yjj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.